This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. Why should you attend the Man Up Conference? There's never been a more critical time than now for men to stand up, step up, rise up, and man up. This is a rally call for men of all ages, young and old alike, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who desire to grow in their manhood and masculinity, enhance their marriage and fathering skills, be better equipped as a godly man, godly husband, godly father, be more effective in the marketplace as salt and light. We'll have a special father-son workshop and rite of passage ceremony to celebrate this special Father's Day weekend. Be there.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Today, I'm grateful to introduce to you Liv Hernandez. Liv, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Oh, thank you so much. Hello.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And, I was asking, before we went on air, you have some different handles. We're going to make sure that people find out how to follow you, how to find out, just even, more about you and where they can pick up, some of the things that you're doing, books and poetry. And there's so much that you're doing that I was excited to have you on the show. But let's start with where you're living and tell us a little bit about you and your family.
First of all, thank you for talking to me. It's an honor. Right now, I currently live in San Antonio, Texas. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a wife also. I love that very much. So,
okay, stay-at-home mom and a wife. How long have you and your husband been married?
About 8 years.
8 years. And mm-hmm. And what's his name?
His name is Christopher.
Christopher. He's got a mm-hmm. great name there. So you and Christopher have been married almost 8 years. And tell us about your children. Like, how many do you have? What are their ages? Tell us about them.
Okay, well, I have one son. He's 8 years old. His name is Gabriel Christian. He's my absolute joy. So,
Gabriel. Do I hear mm-hmm. Gabriel in the background?
Oh, yes. He's running around playing. So.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you mentioned you stay-at-home mom, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you been out in the workplace or once you had Gabriel, you just decided, you and your husband decided, I just want to stay home and raise him?
Yes. When I was younger, once I graduated high school, I did work. And then once I had my son, I decided, yes, I would stay home and raise him and just focus on that.
Which is admirable, no matter how you look at it, because some don't realize, of course, I have four daughters and three of the four have multiple children. In fact, one daughter is child number five is on the way, which for me is grandchild number 11. So four daughters, so have 11 grandchildren and counting. But and watching, like, two, so one of my daughters is an entrepreneur, and so she's got her own businesses, and so she wears multiple hats and is able to, because she's an entrepreneur, she has her own businesses, she's able to really kind of work out of the house and and still be around, spend lots of quality time with her children. The other two, although they have business backgrounds and or market, but what I call marketplace backgrounds, one was a nurse and the other graduated from college with a business degree, but they've decided, hey, we just want to stay home and be a mom, which is a full-time job in and of itself, right? As you know, whether you got one or multiple children, it's a full-time job, right?
Oh, yes.
Let me ask you this, Liv. What is, two-part question. What is, for you personally, what's been the biggest challenge in being a stay-home mom? And then the second part of that question is, what do you feel has been one of, there may be multiple things, one of the most rewarding things for you to be a stay-at-home mom?
Well, one of the most difficult things I would have to say is always sort of that. I want to honestly say the fear of missing out, because you're worried, like, is there things you're missing out on in the world? Sometimes maybe you miss meeting with friends, or you miss meeting, opportunities, certain goals or things that you thought you could be achieving, but you realize you don't have time for in certain situations. But one of the biggest blessings has to be being able to spend so much time at home and seeing your child grow, because when you're the person that's staying at home taking care of them, you get the firsthand experience of every single major life event that goes on in the child's life.
That's a great picture right there. And the flip side of that is, just I want to comment on the first part of the question, mm-hmm. and your answer is, again, hats off to every stay-at-home mom out there, because you do. I mean, there are certain sacrifices you make, and you mentioned, perhaps, missing opportunities or, not achieving certain goals, or, I know many stories of moms who, put a career to the side so they could experience what you just said, experience the blessing of all of those first moments, like maybe when your baby takes their first step, right? Something like that, or what might be some other firsts that quickly come to mind for you? It be beyond your child's, Gabriel's first step. What are some other fond memories you have?
Some other fond memories. This has to be like the first one that immediately came to mind was, I think just like a few months after Gabriel was born, my husband was at work and he was on his lunch break and I was at home, playing with Gabriel, watching TV, holding him. And I immediately grabbed my phone and texted my husband. And I was like, you'll never guess what Gabriel just did. And it was, of course, Gabriel sitting up and being able to crawl into my lap. And I'm like, he just sat up on his own. He's a baby, things like that.
Special memories, right?
Yes.
Incredible. And those types of memories, I mean, once it happens, it's no going back to like, oh, let me see him take his first step again, right? Well, you're like, no, he already mm-hmm. took his first step, right? So there's lots of great memories that you can have along the way. Well, to you and every stay-at-home mom, again, hats off, kudos to all of you, one, being willing to make those sacrifices. And I believe, I'm fully convinced that mm-hmm. that the rewards you're receiving or as you said, the blessings you receive by staying at home and taking raising your children, training them up, I'm reminded of a scripture, right? Train them up in the way they should go, and when they're older they will not depart from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that aspect in what are you doing, or what to other moms out there might you suggest in terms of training them up? Or do you of course, I'm sure, pray over Gabriel every day? Do you read him Bible stories? What are some of the activities you do with Gabriel?
Actually, aside from praying, which is what I do with him, earlier this year, we actually started reading the Bible, or I read it to him right before he's about to go to sleep, so that way he'll sort of hopefully go to sleep with those words in his memories. Or sometimes when he's upset, I will actually get out the Bible when he's having a bad day or he's crying, and the words will actually comfort him. He'll stop crying after about a few minutes of reading, so I feel like that does bring him some sort of comfort.
That's great advice. And there may be a mom out there trying to figure out what can I do? And,
mm-hmm.
and the Bible and scripture does have a way of just bringing a calm and bringing peace, serenity to situations, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Now, so what does, so your husband, so he's out in the marketplace. What does Christopher do?
He's actually a independent filmmaker. He, before I met him, or around the time that I met him, he was actually making films for public access television here in San Antonio. So that's what he does.
Independent filmmaker. Wow. And he must had an interest at a very young age, and that's amazing that he has that opportunity. And so being there in San, so have you, I know you say you're currently living in San Antonio. Now, are you originally from San Antonio, or how long have you guys been living in San Antonio?
My husband was born and raised here. I did not move here until, I want to say, around 2013. I was actually born in California, but my family sort of traveled around a lot, and eventually we made our way over to Texas, and we went through different towns, living in Abilene and other little small towns, and eventually moved to San Antonio. We liked it. We stayed here, and then that's when I met my husband.
And how did you and Christopher meet?
It was actually a funny story. Was that was in 2013. It was the last job I had. I took a job at a thrift store because it seemed like a good job. The environment was nice. It was also close to where I was living at the time. But he had actually just left working at the thrift store about a few months earlier, right before I got there. So I don't really remember it. He usually tells the story, but he's the one who actually noticed me first. I didn't notice him.
He set eyes on you first, huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know, I'm familiar with San Antonio. Of course, in my prior profession, had worked out in San Antonio. Of course, that's the home of, if I'm not mistaken, of John Hagee, his church, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you're familiar with John Hagee. What's the name? Not Crossroads. Can't think of it off my head. John, forgive me if you're listening to the show. Can't remember. Cross something. But anyway, maybe I'll figure it out by the end of the show. But also though, one of my peers from my prior profession, a guy by the name of Tully Blanchard, and Liv, I don't know how much. Well, let me just get off track here for a second. Are you a wrestling fan? Have you ever followed wrestling over the years?
I actually do. It was my husband who actually got me into wrestling when we first met.
Okay. So you are somewhat familiar with it then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so Tully Blanchard, so a lot of the listeners mm-hmm. out there will know that name. Tully Blanchard, one of the horsemen. Was known as one of the famous four horsemen, along with Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Ole Anderson, originally managed by none other than James J. Dillon. Of course, then the horsemen kind of traded out over the years, but Tully is actually out there and Cornerstone. I think it was Crossroads, but Cornerstone. Cornerstone Church. John, forgive me for not remembering the name of your church. And Tully, because Tully's actually on staff out there. I don't know. Do you know the name Tully Blanchard? Did you know that from wrestling by chance?
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Well, I have heard the name, just like I've heard the name of the Four Horsemen. I just wasn't sure, you know, who the exact members were.
Right. Who was a part of it?
It all sounds familiar.
Yep. Yes. So Tully was one of the original. Mm-hmm. He's on staff now. He's originally, I think, originally from San Antonio. In fact, his dad, Joe Blanchard, had a huge promotion there in the southern part of Texas over the years, and which is where Tully kind of cut his teeth early on, you know, working for his dad, I think starting about the age of 10, selling wrestling programs. And that was his first introduction. And then fast forward, Tully had an amazing life transformation. For those who aren't familiar with Tully's story, you know, he had that infamous career with the Horsemen, but ended up losing his job by failing a drug test that the WWF at the time was doing. And that led him to have an encounter with Jesus like 4:13 one morning that transformed and changed his life there in his bedroom. And Tully since then has been very, very engaged in prison ministry all these years later. He actually is on staff heading up the prison ministry for Cornerstone Church in John Hagee, and has been in well over 2,000 prisons now, sharing his life-changing transformation, how Jesus gripped him and set him free from drug addiction and alcohol and so many other things. And so, anyway, he's right there in San Antonio. So maybe, Liv, maybe you'll cross paths with Tully Blanchard. Who knows, sometime, right? Being right there in the same city. So, so I'm familiar. Of course, wrestled a number of times in San Antonio myself. Do you have a favorite, quick favorite memory regarding pro wrestling?
Not that I can recall right off the bat. I like watching pretty much everything whenever I get the chance, whether it's live events on TV or sometimes I'm online just looking at wrestling videos. So,
I got you. Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there, right? Between WWE and AEW and Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling. I mean, there's a lot of great wrestling available out there to everyone. Now let me ask you, refresh my memory. We're going to transition here more specifically into what your passion, what you love doing now, besides being, you know, a mom and raising Gabriel. You reached out to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but you reached out to me through my website or through the internet. Is that how we connected? Through email, right? Is that correct?
Yes, we did.
And what prompted you to reach out? I'm just curious.
Well, it was actually regarding a book I wrote going on a year ago. It was a collection of poetry, and honestly, I was just looking for people that just wanted to read it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and help spread your message, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so, you know, I read, you know, I saw the email was handed over to me, and then, you know, we were corresponding. You sent me a few links to some of the things you have been doing, and I'm reading kind of, you might say, a little bio, you know, that you wrote. It says, I've always loved writing. I'm going to just read this. I've always loved writing. Poetry is my favorite. I've written a great many books and self-published through Amazon. So just a plug there where people are going to be able to find your work. It was only recently that I discovered how truly beautiful Christian poetry is. The Bible itself, perfectly written, right? And of course, your favorite book and my favorite book, right? The Bible. And mm-hmm. your favorite book in the Bible, you say, is Psalms, right? And there's certainly quite a bit of beautiful poetry that David and others wrote in the Psalms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And poetic and lyrical, the style that it's written in. And you have three, but correct me if this is not most, three Christian poetry books. and working on writing more. Glory to the Heavens B, which was published in 2018. Tell us about Glory to the Heavens B and about your books and your love for poetry.
Okay, well, I've sort of always liked poetry since high school when I was in, I think it was the English literature class. Back then, I actually didn't really write poetry too much. I sort of liked reading it. It wasn't until actually I met my husband after Gabriel was born. That's when I started writing more poetry. But the first time I actually wrote poems for someone was actually when my husband and I were dating. I used to text him poems that I had written, and he said how much he really loved that. So that sort of inspired me over the years to keep going with poetry.
Ooh, hold on. Romancing your husband with or your future husband with poems, huh? Okay, there's for somebody listening out there, they're like, ooh, that's a great idea. So it is the Man Up Show. So hey, guys, if you need to find a way to romance that woman in your life, take a page out of Liv Hernandez's book. buy her books, and that may give you some inspiration to romance that woman. There you go. I think I just got a new format for the show here. I'm sorry. All right. So keep going. Let me say this too, because I know one of your books says it's a collection of poems that are meant to touch the heart and capture the soul and open the mind to new thoughts and insights. Man, I like that. That's good. That's good, Liv. All right, so keep going. Tell us more.
Well, you mentioned the three books I have. Guess we'll start with the first one. These are Christian poetry books. Glory to the Heavens Be was my sort of, I want to say, the first time I actually tried to write poems that were inspired by God. I've always sort of like struggled with my faith a little bit, so that was the first time I was really inspired by the Bible. The second book, Seeking Heaven's Light, which was published later that year, I had actually been taking some online classes. They were free classes that were sort of meant to give you more insight into the Bible that were actually offered online through Dallas Theological Seminary. And I noticed that there were some, you know, mentions of Judaism and things like that. So I sort of tried to combine that along with the Bible scriptures in that book. And then the third book, Words the Angels Speak, is actually the most recent book that I published, the one I wrote to you about. And that one is based on actual scriptures. It was also the latest time that I became sort of inspired to go back to Bible study and things like that. So,
well, let me ask you a question about that. Now, we got just a few minutes left, so I want to mm-hmm. Let me just say right now. So you go on Amazon, look up Liv's, go buy some copies of her book. Help spread the word. Help her spread the word. But before we run out of time, I'm looking at my notes here. Words the Angels Speak, a story of my, okay, a collection of Christian poems inspired by the story of my favorite wrestler and how he became a Christian. So short answer, Liv, who's your favorite wrestler? Who is it?
I was actually sort of embarrassed by that question, but I have to be honest. So actually the favorite wrestler and the story that inspired that was actually Sting. My husband had talked to me about him when we first met, saying, oh, he's a Christian now and things like that. And, you know, back then I didn't really think anything of it, but, you know, years went on and my husband was talking to me again about him last year because he had made his return to AEW and stuff like that, and my husband mentioned it again. And at that time, you know, I was going through some things personally and emotionally, and I was feeling sort of I guess you could say down or empty, and I mm-hmm. was like, you know, what do I need? So I was, you know, on social media, and I actually came across an article where Sting talked about his story and how he was feeling in his life at that time and how he found God. And I'm like, oh my goodness, well, you know, he's a big name guy. If that worked for him, maybe, you know, I should try that. And so that's when I started, writing the book, and yeah, it sort of just went from there.
Awesome. Well, shout out to the Stinger. He and I have been long time friends. Just saw him recently and got to hug his neck and shout out to him. Oh. I actually got in 1995, I cornered him for a half hour at the Charlotte Coliseum. And it was not long after I gave my life to Jesus. And man, I just like spouted Jesus all over him. And then it was about 3 years later, I heard he had given his life to Christ. And of course, he lives in Texas and I've made many trips out there to his ranch. And just helping him grow in his faith in those early years, him and his sons. And now let me ask you this, because so as people go look for your books, of course, you've got on the first one, you got Liv, Kayla, is that how you say it, Kayla?
Yes.
Liv Kayla Hernandez on the first and the second one. That's what you got on the second one. Now, the third one, it says Olivia Nicole. So I don't want to confuse people, but there's a different name on the third one. Of course, Liv is short for Olivia, right?
Yes.
Okay, go check out Liv Hernandez. Go buy some copies of her books. Hand them out. Bless her. Bless some others in the process. You can find them all right there on Amazon. Is that right, Liv?
Yes, all on Amazon.
All on Amazon. Well, what an amazing story. I can't wait. I can't wait to call Sting and say, hey, there's a book out there inspired by your testimony and by your story, and send this link to him. Thank you for being a part of the Man Up Show today, Liv.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was an honor.
And for all you out there listening lands, the Man Up Show is not just about men, although we talk to quite a few men. We also talk to some godly women. So Liv Hernandez, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Man Up Show. Why? Because it's time to man up. And today it's time to woman up. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
This is the Truth Network.